I know, I don't know. You're on 2SCR Breakfast here this morning. It is 8:43. And now finally tomorrow, the culmination of the last 5 weeks of campaigning is upon us, Election Day. And joining us now is Evan Eakin-Smith. He's from the Australian Electoral Commission to find out exactly what is actually required of us. Evan, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
No problems. Good morning.
So we get to the booths tomorrow. We get given two pieces of paper, a little green one and a truly monstrous white one. What's the go? Tell us what we've got to do.
It is a big Senate ballot paper, that's for sure. So as I mentioned, two different ballot papers, one for the lower house, one for the upper house. When you get your small green one, it's pretty simple. You just got to number every single box in the order of your choice. Don't miss any boxes, number consecutively, and that's it. Your vote will count. On the Senate ballot paper, the big white one, that's a little bit different. You have a choice. So you're either voting for parties or groups, and if you're going that way, you're voting above the line, or you can vote for individual candidates, and if you do that, you're voting below the line. So if you go above the line for parties or groups, you've got a number boxes at least 1 to 6. You can go further, but at least 1 to 6. And if you go the below the line, then it's at least 1 to 12. So the instructions are clearly marked on your ballot paper. Just make sure you have a read of them and follow them carefully. And if you have any problems, ask one of our helpful polling officials.
And I saw as well, we've got a lot of people pre-polling this year. It's obviously too late to do that for this election. But for future reference, I guess, what criteria needs to be met to do that?
So it's not too late to do that. So pre-polling centres are open today. I think all of them around the country. We have somewhere around 500 odd pre-polling centres open around the country today, and they're open until 6 p.m. local time. So if you can't make it tomorrow, there's still an opportunity to get down to a pre-polling centre today. As you mentioned, it is for people who can't make it. So there's a variety of eligibility criteria, I guess we could call it, and that's pretty basic things that you would expect. If you're travelling, if you're working on the day, or you could be pregnant and due to give birth tomorrow. So whatever the circumstances are, if you can't make it tomorrow, make sure you do get down to a pre-polling centre and have your say. And it is being taken up quite a lot. So we've had, as of closed business yesterday, just over 4 million people cast a vote at an early voting centre already. And if you compare this to 2016, that figure was about 2.55 million. So that's a significant increase.
And I did want to ask you about donkey voting as well, because the mind goes straight to a ballot paper with a large anatomical drawing, I guess, scribbled all over it, which I imagine there are quite a few of. But I know that at the state election, one of my friends was laughing about how she didn't like a particular candidate, so she crossed his name out and wrote loser next to it and just didn't number the box. And that was on the smaller House of Representatives piece of paper, not actually realising that that then was a donkey vote. How many of these the non-legitimate votes come through?
So it's very important, as we were talking about before, to follow the instructions, make sure your vote counts, and don't inadvertently do that sort of stuff. Just don't risk it. But at the last federal election, I think we had somewhere in the order of about 700,000 nationally that were votes that were informal, that weren't able to be counted. Now, that's not all inadvertent, so it's about a half-half split with people doing it on purpose and people not doing it on purpose. And look, we don't know that for sure, but clearly when somebody puts in a straight blank ballot paper, we make an educated guess that that's one that's done on purpose, or people scribble all over it or say, I don't want to vote, you know, whatever they say. We clearly make that educated guess. But so that's quite a lot. And from my perspective, I would just say, look, we've got a vote here. It's a valuable thing. And in a lot of places internationally, they fight incredibly hard to have the access to a voting system that we have. So don't waste it. Have your say. Follow the voting instructions and your vote will count.
And just before I let you go, Evan, one of these things that always seems to float around is the concept of online voting. Do you think that that's something that we might be looking at some point in the future soon?
Probably not soon. So it's not up to the AEC, by the way. Ultimately, Parliament would have to legislate for that, so it's up to the politicians on the Hill to have a look at that and decide whether it's something that we go to. They've had a look at it recently. I can't remember if it was this electoral cycle or last, but essentially the recommendation at that time was not at this stage. So I don't think it's something that's coming around the corner with any imminent need, but you probably think it's something that will inevitably happen at some point.
Evan, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. I imagine you'll be very busy tomorrow.
Yeah, busy day, but a fun day. Look, it's finally here, so let's all make sure we get out and you know, eat a sausage sizzle or a cake and have our vote and enjoy what is in Australia. We're fortunate to have a community event around our elections, which is great.
Thanks so much, Evan.
No problems.
That was Evan Eakin-Smith. He's from the Australian Electoral Commission, chatting to us about what is actually expected of us tomorrow when polls do open for Election Day. It is 8:48. I've got a few more tracks for you before Sean Britton jumps on with The Daily at 9. Right now, this is Liz Brasher with Living Water.